Jude chapter 1, verse 1, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, brother James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Now, I wonder who he's talking to. I wonder who Jude is writing to when he says, the servant of Jesus Christ, brother James, he knows who he is, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Well, he's talking to the brethren. Amen. He's talking to the saved. That word called there means called to salvation. John chapter 6, verse 44, except the Father draw him, no one cometh unto the Father unless he's drawn. Amen. And so those that were called, those that are preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you. That common salvation is the salvation that Paul talked about in Romans chapter number 1 to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. It's a common salvation to the Jew and the Gentile. It's the same salvation. Amen. Now, this is, they're saved the same way. It's the common salvation. It is needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are, watch verse number 4, there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say something in verse 4 real quickly, because this is not my message, but I want to share this with you, that lasciviousness is a loose living or unbridled unrestricted sexual lust and sexual practices. And there's a lot of in our day that have gotten to that place. They've turned the grace of God into loose living. They say that everything's okay, you're going to be all right as long as you can't call upon the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You can live however you want to. That's not Bible. Amen. That's not biblical. God never says that. God gives us rules and regulations, but it's because of a relationship we obey those. Amen. All right, moving on. Got that out of the way. And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah. And the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. The these in verse number 10 are the those in verse number 4. Those certain men that crept in unawares. Amen. So these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and run greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouths speak great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, here we are. This speaking now to us. He's warned us. He's told us these are coming, to be ready, to be prepared, to understand that those corrupt men, ungodly individuals would come in trying to destroy and tear down the house of God and the things of God. But he says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. That's reading the entire book of Jude. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the privilege you've given us tonight to be in your house. I pray that you illuminate my mind, guard these lips of clay. Father, tonight I do pray, help us, Father, to understand what's being said, what's being preached from your word. I pray, God, you'd open up the hearts of understanding, Lord, tonight. And I pray, God, you'd encourage us. Lord, for someone in the sound of my voice tonight's lost and undone without Jesus Christ, may they realize today is the day of salvation. Now's the accepted time. Lord, may they make that commitment, Lord, tonight to serve the Lord Jesus Christ before it's everlasting too late. I pray your hand be upon us, your will be accomplished. Jesus' loving name I pray. Amen and amen. There's many things that can be preached in these 25 verses, but tonight, for the sake of time, I'm not going to preach all 25 verses. And all the people said, amen. I'm going to preach from verse 17 down to verse 25. We find that the Bible here is giving us an exhortation, if you would, or giving us a warning that there's going to be that crowd that comes in to try to destroy the things of God. And we've been warned of that all throughout the Scripture. There's that crowd that says, where's the coming of your Savior? Where's this Lord that you've been talking about and preaching about for so long? And we find in verse 17 here, Jude is writing and says, but beloved, remember. One of the greatest things that you and I can do is do some remembering. Amen. We find as we started to read this, is Jude said, I write this to stir up the remembrance. In verse number 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance. Amen. So the greatest thing we can do tonight is remember some things. And the greatest things we can remember is the things that God said in His Word. Remember the Scriptures. The Scripture teaches us so many different things about the coming of the Lord and the coming days that's ahead of us, amen, and what we should expect. We know for sure, according to Scripture, that the coming of the Lord in the clouds to rapture the church shall not take the believer by surprise. Amen. That day, the Bible says, shall not take you as a thief. Because we know He's coming and we're looking for Him to come. Amen. So we should remember some things that God has told us in His Word. Second Peter chapter number 3, I want to read to you. Second Peter chapter number 3, here's some more Scripture that Peter wrote. He says, this second epistle, beloved, I write now unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the waters and in the water, whereby the world that was then being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord, watch this now, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works there that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasten unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, amen, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom giveth unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things. So we know that not only did Peter write it, but Paul wrote it, and many other apostles had penned down these words to be prepared, be ready, those days are coming. The ungodly men are going to try to twist the Word of God, try to change things around, try to make things sound better than what they are. They're going to go outside of the rim of the Word of God. They're going to go outside of the will of God, and they're going to try to perform acts that is not pleasing unto God. Let me say, in our day, it is not right for some transgender homosexual to be in the pulpit. Amen? That's outside of the will of God. Ungodly men in corrupt ways and corrupt minds are allowing such things in the pulpit. And those crowd that follows him, those people that allow such things, they're damaging so many souls and ruining so many lives. Amen. And that's not the will of God. And we know that because we've been taught that in Scripture. God said it in His Word. Those days will happen. There'll be that crowd that comes in that's ungodly, and they don't follow the will of God, neither the Word of God. And it would do you good, Peter says, and Paul says, and Jude says, it do you good to remember the Word of God, that you don't fall prey of such ungodliness, amen, and fall from what you know is right. Watch what Peter says in the latter part of that second Peter chapter 3, also in all of his epistles, speaking of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other Scriptures, unto their own destruction. In verse number 16, there's a word there that's called rest, W-R-E-S-T. They rest the Scriptures. What in the world does that even mean? That means they twist the Word of God. They make it say something that fits their agenda, but it's not biblical. Amen. They turn the Word of God around to make it sound like it means for them to do such a thing that's ungodly and against the will of God. The Bible says in verse number 16 that they which are unlearned and unstable, they rest, as they do also the other Scriptures, unto their own destruction. There's a crowd today that's teaching there's no such thing as a rapture. There's a crowd today that teaches there's no such thing as a hell. There's a crowd today that thinks it's okay to have all these ungodly people in the pulpit, as I've already mentioned. There's a crowd today that thinks it's okay for a woman to get in the pulpit and preach, and that's not Bible. Amen. There's a crowd today to think they can live however they want to live, do whatever they want to do, drink and get drunk and party and have a good time and come to church and sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." That's not the will of God, and it doesn't line up with the Word of God. And the Bible says it brings them to their own destruction. There'll be a day they'll realize they missed it. Amen. They realize they missed it, to twist the Scriptures to fit their own agenda, and it's to their own destruction. Ye therefore, what's verse 17, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17? Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, they've been told throughout the Scripture it's going to happen. So when that guy comes in and says that he thinks it's okay for his wife to preach, get out the door. Amen. You know these things are not right. Amen. Whenever they come in and say, well, there's no such thing as a rapture. Either you get right with God or you get out the door. Don't bring that heresy in here. Amen. If they come in and say the rapture is going to take place, but we're going to go through the tribulation first. Either get right with God or take your heresy out the door. Amen. That's not Bible. And the Bible teaches us, Jude and Peter and Paul, all of them says, you know these things are coming. Prepare yourself. Amen. Prepare yourself. No reason to be ignorant. Hello, we're having a good time tonight, ain't we? Amen. I have you not be ignorant. Amen. It's been, Paul mentioned it several times in Scripture, and Jude and the rest of them say, hey, listen, don't be ignorant. These things are written. These things were written aforetime for our knowledge. Amen. So we will know these things are going to happen. You therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, listen real closely what the Bible says. You therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked. If you're not careful, the error of the wicked will drag you away from truth. Amen. You wonder why there's so many of these mega churches? I'll tell you why. Because the error of the wicked is driving people and pulling people away. Amen. They're looking for that entertainment. They're looking for that excitement. I know a gentleman that I work with says he went to one of those churches and he says, I don't like to go there, but he said it's close to the house, but I go. I said, why in the world would you even do that if you don't like to go there? He said, I like to hear good preaching, but they never do any. They sing for 2 hours and preach for 10 minutes. I said, what do you get out of the preacher? He said, I don't get nothing out of it. He said, I'm so mad by the time they shut up, I don't even hear what the preacher has to say. Why do you want to be a part of that anyway? Amen. He's drawn away. And I've tried my best to get him. He don't live far from here, and I'm trying my best to get him to come to church. And I just ain't won him over yet. Amen. It's a battle. Amen. To get somebody that's drawn away with it, it's a battle to get them away from it. They're enticed and they're drawn to it. That's the work of the devil. Amen. He draws them and he entices them, and they are ignorant of the Scripture. My friend, listen, that sounds like, on the outside, it sounds like that's okay. That's not a bad thing. He's going to church. It is a bad thing because he is not learning anything. He's been taught lies of the devil, and he's certainly not an effective believer. He's not an effective Christian, and he's not leading anybody to Christ. Amen. What difference does that make? When I stand before the Lord, He's going to hand out crowns. He's going to give crowns. There's 5 different crowns mentioned in the Scripture. Amen. There's a crown for soul winners. There's a crown for faithfulness, steadfastness. He's going to hand out crowns. And if I'm not wanting anybody to the Lord, I won't get that one. Amen. If I've not been faithful to the Lord and faithful to His Word, I'm not going to get a steadfastness crown. And so I'll stand before the Lord if I'm drawn away from that, and all these people that are drawn away from truth, they stand before the Lord empty-handed. My friend, I personally don't want to be there empty-handed, because my Lord gave everything. He gave His life for me. How can I stand before Him that gave His life for me empty-handed, that I was too sorry to do anything for Him? I don't want to be in those shoes. Amen. I don't want to stand there like that. I know there's singers that sing songs about putting on a crown and dancing all around. You ain't going to dance around with no crown on your head. You get those crowns so you can cast them at the Savior's feet. Amen. For a Savior that died for you and gave His life for you, to kept you out of a devil's hell. Amen. And imputed righteousness for you. Hell, I'm about ready to preach now. Amen. And listen, you cast those crowns at His feet because what He's done for you. Hey, hallelujah. And the fact that He didn't quit on the cross but said it is finished. Amen. And we cast those crowns at His feet and we worship and we praise Him. It's all about Him. It has nothing to do with us. Therefore, my beloved, seeing you know these things, beware lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked. What's what he says now? Fall from your own steadfastness. Preacher, I'd never do that. Watch your mouth. Don't say those words. Don't ever say that. Preacher, I'd never do that. Peter said that 3 times, didn't he? Lord, I'll never deny you. What did he do? He did it 3 times. Don't say you won't. By the help of the Lord. With the help of the Lord. I'll never do such a thing. Amen. With the help of the Lord. Some people say, well, if it's the Lord's will, Well, stop right there. Some things are automatically the Lord's will. Amen? It is the Lord's will for you not to do those things, to fall from your own steadfastness. Amen? It is the Lord's will. So you don't have to say, well, if it's the Lord's will, I will not. No, 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 no. With the Lord's help, I won't do that. Amen? With the Lord's help. How do I get His help? I stay in His book. I stay in the Word. I study the Scriptures. I remember the Scriptures. It does us real good if we remember Scriptures, that we not fall from our own steadfastness. But verse number 18, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. We're to remember the Word of God. Jude, verse 17, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Scriptures, amen, we need to remember the Scriptures. That's point number one. I got six more to go. The verse number 18, the Bible says how that they told you there should be mockers in the last days. Boy, we've got so many of those. Mock and make fun of the believer. Those Christians, who do they think they are? Bill Gates says us Christians are crazy. I got news for that smart aleck. He's the crazy one. Amen. He may develop some fancy computer program and think he's all that. Unless he knows the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll die in his sins and go to hell. Mockers in our day. There's more than just him. There's many others that say the Christians are crazy. You better be careful of that vaccination that they come out with. There's so many variables of that. They say that it alters your RNA, which makes up your DNA, and it alters your thinking and your mind, and you better be careful allowing them to put that mess in your body. Preacher, how do you know that you're listening to fake news? Fake or not, I've heard enough. They ain't putting that mess in me. I found out the other day over 65% of nursing facilities, the nurses in the medical field, over 65% has said they're not taking that vaccination. Not going to do it. There's one in Ireland, there's a doctor in Ireland that says, I've got the voice recordings that she said, you give me $100,000, I will not take it. She said, you put me in prison. If I don't take it, put me in prison. I will not do it. She said, you take my life, I'll not take it. Whatever you threaten, she said, I'll not do it. She said, it's deadly within itself, and I will not take it. Be careful of that, all right? Let me get off of that. I'm just warning you. Amen? Be careful of the things you put in your body. They say we're crazy, and they're trying to change our mindset, and we are the minority. And the Bible says, you know these things are coming. Beware. Amen. Beware. Don't be foolish. Don't be ignorant. Beware. Amen. That's good preaching right there, even if I did do it. Mockers in the last days. Who do they think they are? Remember the story in the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 4, the Sanballat, Tobiah come down. Hey, listen, who do them Christians think they are? Build a wall. Amen. Try to destroy them. Try to stop them. Lie to them. Come down. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about this. They didn't want to talk about nothing. They wanted to stop them from doing the work. The work is important. The most important thing on this earth is spreading the good news of the gospel. Amen? That's important. Don't let them slow us down. I've got to move on. We've got to ready ourselves. Mockers in the last days, in the last times, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. One of the things the second thing we need to do besides remember the Scripture is to ready ourselves. We need to ready ourselves, get ourselves ready because we know these things are coming. Amen? Ready yourself. How do I ready myself? I study the Word of God. I prepare myself, prepare my home. Don't be caught without some bullets. Amen? Well, preacher, I don't believe in guns. Well, you better believe in knives or something. Well, you're not supposed to be a brawler. The Bible says that the pastor's not to be a brawler. I'm not a brawler. A brawler is the one that goes out looking for a fight. You come into my house and tell me what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do, you just ask for a fight. It's my house, amen. It's a castle wall. You don't come in and tell me I can't worship the Lord. You're going to have a fight on your hands, amen. It's better to obey God than obey man. Amen. That's good preaching right there too, amen. I'm not looking for a fight, but I'm not going to sit back and get beat up because I'm ignorant, not prepared for it. Be ready. Ready yourselves. Now, that's talking about physical things, but spiritually. Spiritually ready yourself. The devil wants to make everybody he can ignorant so they won't know what's happening around them. Amen. Everybody wants everybody. The believer must never stand still spiritually. Well, preacher, I've read my Bible through 25 times. Well, whoop-de-doo, do it again. Well, preacher, you just don't know how much study. Now, I don't care, do it again. If you've excelled and you've plateaued and you've got to where you know it all, then you're good as God. But do it again. Amen. We don't never get to the place we don't get anything from the Bible. The Bible is a living book and it's inexhaustible. You can never exhaust the Word of God. You read it today and get something out of it. Read it tomorrow and get something fresh and anew. I was talking to one of the preachers at the What's Night service, and he's an English teacher, and he's a tremendous preacher. I could sit and listen to that man preach all day long. He's very plain in his speech. He pronounces his word correctly. And I can listen to guys like that because it amazes me. I can't do that. Amen. But he told me, he said, I was reading the Bible, and he said, I was just doing my regular daily Bible reading. He said, I read over there in the book of Ezra and reading in Nehemiah, and he said, it was like I read it for the first time. Things begin to jump off the page at him. And he said, preacher, that's where my message come from tonight. And he preached a tremendous message. But listen, you can read it today and read it tomorrow, and then next week and give you something fresh and anew. Ready yourself. Study the Word of God. Know the Bible. Verse number 20, the Bible says, But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You cannot stand still spiritually. You must be growing as a believer. Amen. Once a person gets saved, they are a child of God. Amen. And being a child of God, when they first get saved, they are ignorant to a lot of things that the Bible says. Amen. They don't know everything about baptism. They don't know everything about church membership. They don't know everything about the Word of God. And so therefore, they are encouraged to study the Word of God to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so as they grow, as they study, they grow and they study and they grow and they study, and it ain't long till they mature in the Lord. Right. And the things they probably did when they first got saved because of ignorance, they don't do it anymore because they learn better. Y'all say amen right there because I know most of y'all are there. Amen. Things we used to do when we first got saved, we don't do now because we learn better. Amen. God taught us in His Word. So we need to ready ourselves and not stand still, but to be growing in the Lord. A healthy person is a growing person. Y'all agree with that? If you're healthy, you're growing. Amen. Either out or up. I'm doing more out than I am up. Amen. But a healthy person is growing. And if you're healthy, it's easier to fight physically. Y'all with me? If you're healthy, it's easier to fight physically. If you're not healthy, you can't fight off the attacks physically. You can be overtaken very easily if you're weak. The same principle applies to spirituality. If you're spiritually weak, when that deception of the devil comes, when those lies comes from those so-called churches, amen, those big organizations, oh, it must be of God because so many people are following them. If you're spiritually minded and spiritually strong, you'll know if that's of God or not. You can fight off the attacks of the devil, amen. Spiritually, you can fight off the attacks of the devil and his workers if you are physically fit spiritually. How do I get that way? Stay in the book. Stay on your knees. Amen. Stay in church. Be faithful. Be faithful to Sunday school. By the way, this is a little plug for Sunday school. We have Sunday school at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Amen. And we're going through Baptist history, and the reason why we study church history, the reason why we study Baptist history, we're going through all that, and we're learning lots of good things in Sunday school. Amen. That's a good plug for Sunday school. Amen. Y'all, for those of y'all who haven't been in Sunday school, I invite you. 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Amen. That's what we learn. That's how we grow. Amen. We come to Sunday school. That's what Sunday school is all about. It's about growing. Now, I know there's a lot of churches, and for years I was even a part of churches. I've been to a bunch of churches. At Sunday school, you have to fight just to stay awake. You don't have to fight no battles. You don't have to fight anything spiritual except your eyelids trying to close. because the guy behind the desk, behind the podium, is so boring, and they're reading out of a book that has absolutely no meaning to nobody in the room. Y'all ever been there? I promise you, as long as I'm pastor here, Sunday school will not be that way. Amen? I'll do my best to keep you awake. I'm going to teach you something, but you got to pay attention. Amen? You got to listen. Sunday school is a place that we learn and we grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to ready ourselves. I got to move on. I've got so many more things to say, and it's already after 7 o'clock. Verse number 21. Here's what we need right here. Amen. Here it comes. Hold on. Verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Now, hold on. Let me explain that verse to you. That's not talking about keeping your salvation. There's nothing that you can do to get saved, and there's nothing you can do to keep yourself saved. Amen. There's no works that you can do to get saved. There's no work you can do to stay saved. What you do in salvation, how you get saved, is what you believe. The only way you can be unsaved is to be unbelieving. Amen. And if you believe, then how can you unbelieve? Don't even make good sense. Amen. I believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe He died for my sins. Amen. I believe that. So therefore, I'm a saved, born again believer. Because I believe. I'm saved by what I believe. All right. So that verse of Scripture, keeping yourselves in the love of God, is not keeping yourself saved, because we can't do that. Nothing we can do to keep ourselves saved. Well, preacher, I have a hard time with things of life. Who don't have a hard time with things of life? Amen. Who don't struggle with things? Who don't struggle with the flesh? I know ain't nobody going to raise their hand, because everybody struggles with the flesh. Amen? But if you stay in that book and stay on your knees and stay before God, God will help you. Amen? The Holy Spirit will help you and give you the power not to do the things you ought not do. Amen? That's good preaching. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Here's some things I want to give you quickly about that word keep. Verse 21. Not talking about keeping yourself saved, but keeping yourself in the place of God's blessing. Keep yourself in fellowship with God. Keep your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your focus on the plan that God has for the church and God has for the believer. Keep your focus on those things. Keep your focus on your convictions. Amen. Keep your focus on your convictions, the things that you know is wrong and you know that's not right. Keep your focus on that. Don't give up on that and don't lose that. Keep yourselves in the love of God. The Bible talks about remaining, and there's many times that you need to understand that word remaining. That's the same as the word keep. Remain in the church. Amen. Remain on your knees. Remain in the prayer room, in the prayer closet, and stay in the book. Remain. Don't repent of the things that you know that is right. Don't turn from those things and don't recant. Remain faithful unto the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep your focus on the things of God. Keep your convictions. Amen. Rescue the perishing. Others stay with fear, pull them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Rescue the perishing. Remember, the Scripture is ready yourself. Remain faithful to the house of God, the things of God. Restore that which has been hurt, that which has been damaged. Restore that in your life. Rescue the perishing. And then let me give you verse number 24, and I'm going to quit. Rest in all things. Here we find now unto Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. One of the greatest things we can do is rest in God the Father, because He is able. Amen. Preacher, I can't. I can't neither. My God sure can. Whoop. Amen. Preacher, I can't live that life. I can't neither. But with the help of the Lord, I can. Amen. Holy Spirit leading me and guiding me. Preacher, I can't do the things that you do. Well, don't try to be like me. Just be what God wants you to be. Amen. Rest in God. He's able. He's able to keep you. He's able to present you. Last but not least, let me give you one more and I'll quit. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Remember the Scriptures. Ready yourself. Remain faithful. Restore those things that's been hurt. Rescue the perishing. Rest in God. Trust Him to keep you and present you, because He is able. and rejoice forevermore. Amen. Amen. This thing's about over with. Amen. Don't be overtaken by the wickedness of the world, by those ungodly men. Don't let them create a snare for you and trap you and get you off track. Because trust me, that's the work of the devil, and that's what they want to do. As Eve was ensnared in the trap of the devil, began to whisper in her ear, and she fell for it. Look what happened. We're warned, amen? We're warned in the Scripture. There's going to be those days. There's going to be that crowd of ungodly men that's going to try to destroy you, to hurt your family. They're not just after you. They're after your family. They want to stop you. They want to stop your spouse. They want to stop your children. Do everything they can for your entire family to get away from church and away from God, because those people that are close to God, those people that are right with God, those people is the only thing holding this thing together right now. The born-again believer, America is blessed because of the born-again believer that's still on this earth that has not been called out of here yet. Whenever we're gone, it's going to be on. That's a good slogan, isn't it? We'll make a bumper sticker, amen. Whenever we're gone, it's going to be on, amen. Listen, stay focused. Keep your eyes on the Lord, amen. All this mess that's going on in the world, don't let it get you down. Fear's not of God. That works of the devil, amen? Keep your focus on the Lord. He's got every bit of this under control, and not one thing has took Him by surprise. Rejoice, amen? I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord.